Teachers have so much stuff. It can be really hard to decide how to organize it all. And even when you do decide how to organize it, it's really challenging to keep up with that organization. Things get cluttered, right? Maybe you feel like you've tried all the different organization systems and you're just not sure what to use. In this episode, I want to give you some simplicity and clarity around your teacher organization. So we're going to be talking about three of my favorite tools for organizing your teacher supplies. I'm going to tell you how to use it, why it's a great tool, and even give you some tips for keeping up with that specific organization.
Welcome to the Teacher Time Podcast, a space where teachers are empowered to take control of their prep time so they can enjoy their time off guilt-free. You know how teachers are always working long hours? Here, we're changing that norm together by tackling your biggest productivity questions and planning challenges. I'm your host, Stephanie Polovchik, kindergarten teacher, toddler mama, and your very own productivity mentor. I know what it takes to get your important tasks done so you can consistently work your scheduled hours as a teacher, and I'm sharing it all with you here. In this community, we believe that you can be an effective teacher without sacrificing your free time. So let's ditch that constant cycle of overwhelm for teacher time strategies that work. Why? Because your time matters.
Hey there, teacher friend. Welcome back to the Teacher Time Podcast. This is the first episode in July, and this month we are going to be talking all about organization. I figure while you're still on summer break, if you're listening to this in real time, you might be thinking about how you're going to set up your classroom. And so this month we're going to cover topics like my favorite tools for organizing your teacher things, organizing student materials, tips for keeping up with it all, which I know can be really challenging. And yeah, we're just going to talk about like how to really simplify all of this and make sure that you can manage your organization so that you're set up for the school year. So in this episode specifically, as you can see from the title, we're going to be talking about my favorite organization tools. Now, to be honest, this is a short list. I could have just listed off a ton, and maybe I'll do that on social media or something, but to keep it really simple, I am going to be sharing three of my favorites, why they're a great tool to use for your teacher organization. I'm going to share how I use them and how you might want to use them. And I'm also going to share quick tips to help you keep up with the organization that goes along with that specific tool. And the reason I say the organization that goes along with it is because I think a common mistake that so many of us make as teachers is we think that just buying all the bins and just throwing things in there, like and labeling it, that that's the way to stay organized. But truly, it's about number one, finding a system that works for you. And number two, making sure that that tool is a part of a system. So we'll talk more about like what exactly I mean by that as we go through this episode and others, but just kind of keep that in mind. The other thing that I want to say is these are tools that work for me. These are tools that I have tried and loved. There are other tools that I have used for different things that just don't work for me, and that's okay. One thing that I really want every elementary teacher to know is that your organization has to work for you, because if it doesn't work for you, it's not going to work. It's not going to work for your students. It's not going to work for you. It's going to be hard to keep up with it. And so I'll kind of give some examples as we go through too, but I just wanted to lay those things out there up front. So let's talk about those three tools. The very first one that we're going to talk about is Google Drive. So Google Drive is a great tool because it's easy to access and you can share with teammates easily. So like my team and I always loved to use Google Drive and to keep our lesson plans in there, resources in there. It's just quick and easy to share. And it's really easy to organize because you're just kind of like clicking and dragging. I'm going to give you some tips for keeping up with this too, because I know that a Google Drive can also become easily cluttered, but what can't, right? I mean, like, I don't know about you, but like my closets in my classroom, they can easily get cluttered too. And so for any organization tool, we're going to need to think about how to keep up with it and how to declutter. So that's why I love Google Drive, though, is just the easy access and the easy like manipulation of materials and like just how easy, I keep saying easy, how easy it is to keep things organized in folders and to share. So here's how I use Google Drive. So number one, I have folders for everything. So nothing is just like sitting out in my Google Drive. If you click and open my Google Drive, you will not see like just things that are not categorized. If you do, it means that I need to go back and declutter. But for the most part, my main rule of thumb is in my Google Drive, do not let anything be outside of a folder. That's the way I like it. I feel like it's just like neat and tidy, right? When you make purchases, a good rule of thumb for this is like if you make a purchase from TBT or if you make a document in your Google Drive, immediately put it into a folder right away. So a couple of folders for your Google Drive that you might want to have, these are ones that I have, are back to school folder, and that includes like my Meet the Teacher letter, Meet the Teacher slides, just some like email templates for back to school that I use every year. So that's just like easy access at the beginning of any school year. I can go in, grab those things, update as needed. And then another folder is to have your lesson plans. So inside of my lesson plan folder, I like to keep those organized by school year so that I can easily go back to previous school years. And then inside of the school year folder, you'll find my weekly lesson plans. I might also, inside my lesson plans, I also have folders for sub plans and for small group plans. So just anything having to do with planning goes in the lesson plans folder. I also have a folder in my Drive for my slides. So again, these are organized by school year because I just like to make a copy from year to year. So like, let's say that I have a folder of my 2022-2023 slides for this upcoming school year. I'll make a folder 2023-2024 and I will go into last year's slides and I will make a copy and update them as needed for this school year, make any changes that I need to make to our lesson slides. The final folder that I always have in my Google Drive is a resources folder. And now this is one that we have shared with our team and we keep this very, very organized. So I'm going to talk this out and hopefully it will make sense. So I want you to picture your Google Drive and in there, there's a folder called resources. When you open that resources folder, you're going to see four more folders labeled by quarter. So there's going to be four folders: Q1, Q2, Q3, Q4. If you click into, let's say, the Q1 folder, you're going to find folders labeled for each subject: reading, writing, math, science, social studies, phonics, whatever it might be, right? If you click into the subject folder, let's say you click into the math folder in Q1, you're going to find resources that we use for math in Q1. This is just the best way to organize everything because we pretty much teach everything in the same order each year. So it's easy to find things. We're like, okay, we're planning math this quarter. What are we teaching? Okay, let's find our resources. They're right in there. So if you have to go back and rewind that and just listen to how I organize that again, but I just think that if you're going to have any folder set up in your Google Drive, this resources folder is a game changer. I want to talk about how to keep up with your Google Drive because, like I said before, this can be a hard one to keep up with. I want to say, don't expect yourself to always put everything where it needs to be every single time. You're going to be busy. You're going to forget. You're going to be tired. So what I like to do is I know myself. I know that for the most part, I will keep things organized in my Google Drive and I try my best to do that. But sometimes I'm in a rush and I don't. So what I do is you can pick either one day a week or a month or maybe biweekly, really whatever works best for you, like whatever time frame works best for you. Give yourself 5 to 10 minutes to clean up your Google Drive. Make sure anything that's not in a folder goes into the appropriate folder. And so just having that set time to know that you're going to use that to catch up, like that is super important and helpful. Google Drive is great for keeping everything organized digitally, but I personally like to have my hard copies that I use each year printed. So yes, I do have resources organized digitally because, to be honest, a lot of the resources that we use are, you know, things that are digital files. And so I don't want those just sitting out in my downloads folder. I want them easy to access and organized so that I can always find what I need. But there are times when I like having things printed. And so if there is a resource that we use every single year, I want it printed. Or if it's a curriculum that, you know, we have printed materials for, not digital materials, we need to have those organized too. And that's what the next tool that I'm going to talk about is used for. So the next tool is bins. These can literally be any bins that make your teacher heart happy. I personally, for organizing resources, including hard copies, I personally like book bins. They work well for me. They're a good size. They don't take up too much space, but they're not too small either. I don't like using drawers for organizing resources because drawers can get messy. I do use like cubby drawers for like organizing centers, and that works. But as far as just like monthly resources for like, you know, core content, I really like book bins. But like I said, this can be really any kind of bin that makes your teacher heart happy. The reason why I like bins is, number one, yes, the size, but they're great because you don't have to be like super organized. So this would be a really great tool for any of you who have a hard time keeping up with everything in like a weekly organization folder. Earlier in this episode, I told you it's really important for you to have a system that works for you. I want to give you an example of a time that I had a system that didn't work for me. So I saw on social media this weekly organization system. And so there were hanging file folders, and inside of each file folder was labeled by week of school. And then inside you would find your materials for that week. I thought this was great. I set up the entire bin and, you know, labeled all the file folders. I started organizing everything by week as I went. And that lasted for, I don't know, like a month or two maybe. But I just had a really, really hard time keeping up with it. It just didn't work for me for one reason or another, right? Maybe that would work for you. If you're listening to this and you're like, oh my gosh, I want to try this, go for it. Maybe it will for you. It definitely does for other teachers. For me, it just didn't. The monthly bins work well for me. So here's how I use them. So what you're going to do is, if you decide to use bins for organizing your resources that you use for the month, you're going to put what you use that month in those book bins. So I like to include books that we use for read alouds, any kind of like curriculum books that we might start using, like units that we might start using that month, hard copies for activities, lessons, independent tasks, craft templates, assessments you use, just like anything that you're going to be using for that month. Again, this doesn't include centers. These are just like your core lesson materials. And here's how you keep up with it. So what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to pull it out at the beginning of the month, and you're going to want to keep it nearby throughout the month. I personally, so like, let's say if it's September, I pull out my September bin and I keep it by me throughout the month. I keep it on my teacher desk. That way I can refer to it when lesson planning, and I have it near me so that I can put things away after I make those copies. It's like right there. I know that sounds so silly, maybe a little lazy, but it's true. You know, when you're busy and you're trying to get a lot of things done, just having it like right by you it just makes it easier. I do have like, so inside the bin, everything isn't just like thrown in there. I do have folders in there to keep the hard copies organized. I just don't keep up with it like by week. I don't keep it organized by week, but there are folders in there for each subject for the month. So hopefully you just heard a system that you think would be really helpful for you. Let me know if you're going to try it. I do have labels that are like my monthly labels or monthly resource labels, I would say. I have labels that fit book bins. I have full size labels that would be good for like, let's say you could do the same thing with binders, right? If you're a binder person. So I will link to those bin labels in the show notes for you. All right. Third and final favorite tool for organizing your teacher things are drawers. Now I want to specifically talk about the like 10 drawer carts. I love these. I think these are great. The reason why is because, number one, I've said this for years, drawers hide things that look cluttered. So like those little materials or like papers, like things like that, those can look really cluttered. And so I really like that. It just makes things look instantly neat and tidy, and they don't take up a ton of space. So here's how I like to use these drawers. So I personally have a couple of them in my classroom, and I organize things like my teacher supplies. So like office supplies, paper clips, binder clips, you know, staples, paper, you know, all that jazz. So I have that organized in there. And then I have another one where I organize kind of like my things that I use often throughout the week. So this would be weekly copies. So after I make copies, I put them in the specific day drawer that they're going to be used for. So let's say they're Monday copies, they go in the Monday drawer. And like small group supplies. So anything that I use for my small groups go in those drawers. And that works for me because number one, it makes it, like I said, not look cluttered. It also just doesn't take up a ton of space. It's, you know, it's great if you don't have like a ton of space and you don't want to like have all these cubbies or something, you know, or you don't need a lot of room for like bins, like the drawers are great. So here's how I like to keep up with it. Really simple. You want to, number one, make sure that everything is labeled with what it's for so that you always know where everything goes. And then the other thing is like with your weekly copies, let's say you're using these drawers for your weekly copies, make sure that you have a day of the week where you fill these drawers. You go in and you organize them. I know like for me, sometimes we don't get to something. And so there are things left in the drawers. You know, I don't want to leave those in there. I need to file them away for next year or to a different day when we might catch up with it, you know? So whatever the situation is, just make sure you have a set day where you organize the paperwork. All right. So quick recap, the three tools we talked about today were Google Drive, book bins, and 10 drawer carts. If you have any questions about any of these, please feel free to send me a message on Instagram. But before you go, I do want to share a free resource with you. I have a free organization tools download. So inside of that guide, you will find 5 tools, how to use them, and the space to just kind of like map out your classroom so that you can start thinking about how all of this organization will tie in together. So I will link to this in the show notes, but the direct link is www.teachinglittleleaders.com/get-organized. Thank you so much for listening today, for tuning in. I can't wait to talk to you more about student organization next week. Talk to you Tuesday. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. If you loved what we talked about here and want to connect further, you can find everything you need on my website, www.teachinglittleleaders.com. And if you loved this episode in particular, share it with your teacher friends by taking a screenshot and posting to Instagram stories. Make sure to tag me at Teaching Little Leaders so I can see it and reshare. I'll see you next Tuesday. Have a fabulous week.